I was certainly very much involved, yes, and I'm delighted to be able to come here and tell the people at the plant who've worked so hard and deserve this decision.
Nick, what were the reasons for choosing Luton?
Well, obviously, they've proved themselves, you know, over the last few years building the current Vivaro van and have done a very good job. Their productivity has improved, their quality is excellent, and the vehicle is doing very well in the marketplace. So they kind of have the inside track. But in today's automotive industry, it's very, very competitive. And so one looks at alternatives and sees, you know, what can be done elsewhere. But I'm very pleased to say that the right business decision is to continue to build the next generation here in Luton.
Nick, the plant had been making the Vivaro van in conjunction with Renault, an interesting way of producing a vehicle, because it's a very expensive business. It was a very creative way of building two different vehicles from one platform. But the Renault Trafic will now move to France?
That's right. They're going to build theirs, their whole requirement in France, but our forecasts for sales of the next generation are approximately the same as Luton is building today, including the few Renaults that they build today. So actually, same volume, same number of jobs.
And presumably success will depend on some big fleet orders coming in.
Yes, for sure. We're strong in fleet business. And that's one of the reasons why we need to be manufacturing, quite honestly. Because fleet business is extremely competitive. You have to have very competitive pricing. And if you're doing the manufacturing, it gives you a bit more flexibility.
So will all the jobs be guaranteed in Luton?
Well, nothing's guaranteed in this life, as you know. But for sure, yes, this is our expectation is to have the same number of people, or if we can sell some more vans, then more. And these vehicles typically last quite a long time. The next generation will start to be built here in 2013. And so you're looking out years beyond that. So you're looking a long time into the future when this plant should be working on the van and creating jobs.
Nick, the business of building vehicles is very complex, but did the announcement by the Chancellor yesterday in terms of things like corporation tax, did that make any difference in GM's decision?
No, to be honest, it didn't, because we didn't know about that. The decision hasn't been made for that long, but it certainly wasn't just made yesterday. But I, you know, just arrived back today, and I certainly welcome the cut in corporation tax, because what that can do is it can encourage suppliers who supply our production plant in Luton to come and invest in the UK. And the more suppliers that are in the UK, the more competitive we become. So obviously we welcome that.
Nick, you have in the past had to announce very difficult decisions here in this part of the three counties. It must be great to announce some good news.
Absolutely. It was a very different day 10 or 11 years ago because there was a good plant here too, but it just caught up in various circumstances that meant getting closed. So I'm glad to be able to put a little back into Luton.
Have GM in Europe turned the corner? It is difficult for us as outsiders to assess what's really happening in the motoring industry. Is there now the start of a revival in terms of car production and van production?
You're talking about in the UK?
Yes.
Well, we have two plants in the UK, Luton here and Ellesmere Port, and there Ellesmere Port is working pretty well flat out, manufacturing the Vauxhall Astra and the Opel Astra. And now, as we've just said, this plant will be in operation for a long time on the Vivaro. So, yes, it's doing well, and other companies like Nissan, Toyota and Honda are still manufacturing in this country. To me, it's not only the competitiveness of our plants, it's also how many suppliers we have here. That's something I talk to the government about. We need to encourage as many suppliers to be in this country so that we don't have to pay a lot of freight costs to bring components in from overseas.
No guarantees in life in anything, as you said, Nick, but this contract to build the Vivaro van at Luton, how long is that for?
Well, typically vehicles like this have a refresh halfway through their life, and their life is anything from 10 to 12 years, so a long time.